Well, all right, all right. Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening and tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited to be spending my Wednesday with you once again. I mean, this is just such a great time for us to share, as the time is really literally flying by. Do you have anybody notice that the time is just flying by? I have noticed that the time just keeps going by. I keep saying, Lord, what's happening? Where are we going? What's going on? But anyway, I'm just so glad to be able to take these moments with you. My voice is a little raspy, so hopefully you can hear me clearly, but I'm very excited again, like I said, to be with you guys. Let's go right into the weather, because I got a really good ministerial minute for you, and I want to, it's going to be something, okay? It's going to be good. I'm hoping to encourage somebody today, because we need some encouragement right now in this very hour, in this present time. Let's see, in D.C., we are right now 56 degrees, partly cloudy. Our high is going to be 67 degrees. I was expecting like 70, but 67 is not bad. Detroit, cloudy right now. You are 57 degrees, and your high is 57 degrees. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida, you are sunny, 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 81 degrees. We got Dallas, Texas, you're 65 degrees and cloudy. You got some rain coming this afternoon, 100% chance of rain around 3, 4, 5 o'clock this evening, but your high is going to be 65. We are actually in winter, you guys, I believe. We got the fall winter time, not the summer fall part. I always tell people when they say, I'm ready for the weather to change, I'm ready for it to be fall, but what part of fall do you really want? Because you got the summer going into fall, which is nice and still like a high 60. You still got a lot of sunshine. You know, it's really nice and comfortable with the leaves changing. And then you got the fall that's going into winter. Fall going into winter is just, is cold. It's 50, 40, 40 degrees. Some places 30 degrees, and the highs is like low 60s and high 50s. I like the summer fall, but you know, next time we got to be more specific. A lot of people now are complaining about how cold it is. Go figure. We're never satisfied. All right, but that just tells you the power of life and death in our tongue and how much power we have. If we speak something, it can happen. So we got to be very, very specific, because it jumped right from summer here in Detroit. I mean, Lord, I miss y'all, Detroit. Love y'all, Detroit, my hometown. Right here in D.C., it went from hot as I don't know what to cold. So, you know, there you go. London is partly cloudy, 54 degrees, and that is your high right now because you are in the evening. Atlanta, Georgia, you are 62 degrees, mostly sunny, and your high is going to be 75 degrees. Okay, if I didn't say your city, state, or country, please forgive me. I know Africa, I've been leaving y'all out. I'm going to get y'all stuff. I'm going to get y'all weather reports. I'm going to get y'all, I promise you. Got a lot of following in all parts of Africa, and I got nothing but love for y'all. Thank you for blowing up my Instagram. I love that. If I didn't say your city, state, or country, know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And as I always say, we should be rejoicing in it. No matter what's going on, God loves you, and I love you too. We all do here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So just to let you know, today is a good day no matter what. Because why? Because our Father, Yahweh, is in control and has the final say, and whatever you have need of, he was supplied. And guess what? Whatever you're going through, he is right there with you. He knows every hair on your head. So be blessed today. That's what I want to say to you. No matter what the weather is, be blessed. All right. Okay. So ministerial minute. I've been thinking a lot about friendships. Okay. Friendships. Let's see. So, you know, in the Bible, it tells us in 1 John 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I've been, you know, really talking to you guys about this, that we are to love one another, and that is the command that he gave us on top of the Ten Commandments, is to love one another and obey his commands, were the ones that were added in the New Testament. So those are the things that he commanded us. And also, it's so many things that he commanded us to do, to heal the sick, cast out demons. He commanded us to do all these things, and that greater works that he did, we shall do, says in the New Testament. Also, I want to say that whatever you see someone have a need, we're supposed to be there to, you know, to help them with a need. But with all of that being said, a lot of us are walking around with mistrust issues. We're staying in cliquish relationships because we're afraid of new friends, new relationships. We've seen people hurt, get hurt. We've been hurt. And so we feel comfortable just staying in the same circle. And although our circles may be good, sometimes God will shift us to move in different circles, different places, different relationships, because there's something that he has us for us to do. And because he has something for us to do, we can't get so caught up in our relationships and putting them before the Father. And I'm not talking about marriages. I'm not talking about family. I'm talking about friendships. A lot of times friendships can be very one-sided. A lot of times, you know, one person is unbalanced, rather. One person is pouring out more than the other. One is maybe reaping more than the other. And even in that situation could be for a season. God has balance. Everything is a balance. That's why he rested on the Sabbath day, on the seventh day, because he needed balance. Balance is very key. Also to be encouraged by that is that, you know, if we trust God, then we know that everything that we have, everything we need is in him. Relationships, he will supply for every need. He will supply the relationship that we need, a divine appointment. A lot of times we miss on relationships, on divine appointments, because we're so afraid of getting hurt. We're so afraid of having new people come in. I mean, I watch a couple of reality shows and I hear, you know, I don't like new people in a circle. Somebody will say that, but then their circle is so dysfunctional. Why wouldn't you want a new person in the circle? Why wouldn't you want a new person? And why is it a circle? So anyway, you know, I think about the tribe of Judah. It was so huge. I mean, all the tribes, the 12 tribes were huge, but yet we get our own little that we picked and that we feel comfortable in, where we feel validated in, where we feel complete in, and we don't allow God to maneuver around that thing. And what happens is we miss out on the best that God has for us. We cannot be afraid of people. If God be for us, who could be against us? You know what I'm saying? Every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. It's up to God to deliver you or bring someone to you so he can fulfill the destiny that he's already predestined for you. And if we continue to be closed-minded, we miss out on greatness. You know, a lot of other relationships, you know, people wonder, I don't have a lot of friendships. I've had a lot of relationships, and a lot of my relationships have been very seasonal. Some people may not understand it. Some people might be uncomfortable about it, but I know when God is moving, it's for a season. And that person that may not understand it might have to seek God to find out the purpose and for God's purpose and plan for their life. Because when he splits us, that means that we have supplied for what each other needs. Now it's time to get with another group or another person so both of us can iron sharpen iron too. So we can both fulfill our purpose. It's walking in destiny. It's understanding divine purpose. It's understanding that it's not about losing anything. It's about gaining something. And if we understand this from the beginning when we have relationships, relationships won't get frustrated. We frustrate relationships because we try to pull from people that are not equipped to give us what we need at that time. They cannot supply because they're not in that place where they can give us. It's up to someone else. I think about Ananias with Paul. When Paul went to Ananias, Ananias was able to supply Paul with what he needed at the beginning of his journey as an apostle. You know, he was able to minister to him and train him and impart into him right at that time in that season. But then when the season was up, Paul had to go on. And then he connected with Timothy, and Timothy was more in need of what Paul had at that time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even with Yeshua, he was with his parents. When he was 12 years old, he was ministering at the synagogues. He was ministering at the synagogues. And then his parents was looking for him, like, where is he at? They realized at that moment that, oh my goodness, he may not be with us long because he's off doing, like he said, I'm about my father's business. So we have to understand that when we stay in situations, I'm not saying cut nobody off. I'm not saying turn your back on anybody. I mean, we don't have to be so drastic. Don't be a baby. You know, we're grown, we're adults, we're kingdom builders, we're warriors, we're victors, we're overcomers, we're purpose drivers. So we have to understand that we have to get what we need, and then we have to release what we have. Get it again, release what we have, get it again, release what we have. And if we're staying in the same space, sharpening, when are we going to use our tools? When are we going to go out and be, you know, advanced? When are we going to mature? When are we going to grow? When are we going to see more? When are we going to have more conversations? I love when God rotates and reroutes and shifts, because I end up learning so much more that I needed. Now, some people might plant a seed, some people water, but God gets the increase. So if you stand in the same pot boiling, it's only going to overflow and you're going to lose it. You got to, you know, you don't want to lose what you got, and you don't want to just stay in the same space being stagnant. So I hope this encouraged you. It's not about losing somebody. It's not about abandoning anybody, or you being abandoned, or being rejected, or, you know, being mean or any of that. You just have to keep growing. And while you're growing, and if you're hearing this, then you are accountable for what you hear. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Father. Ask him what it is that he wants you to do from this point, and be obedient. And I promise you, you're going to be blessed. Now, if the person on the other end can't understand it's time to move and things have shifted and they taking it personal, and, you know, they got an attitude and they yakking, keep praying for them. That's it. You pray for them, let God deal with them, because that's exactly the reason why God needs to intervene and come in and impart into them. Because if they can't understand what God is doing in your life, then they don't know what he's doing in their life. Come on, somebody with that. If they can't see what God is doing in your life, then they don't know what he's trying, what he wants to do in their life, or have already ordained and predestined for their life. So that's why the split got to happen, because if they're dependent on you and they're not seeking after the Father, then they are missing on what God is doing in their life. Okay, so I want you to be encouraged by that and know that God is with you and that he'll continue to increase you, you know, with more divine appointments, more relationships, all of that. You'll just keep getting better and better, exemplifying him and just spreading all his glory all over the place. All right. All right. Today we got Cupid, and it's me, Gina G, funniest comedian, voted number one in Florida, is joining me with What's the Tea? And what she say? Yep, that's coming up next. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Gina G. All right? The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so
freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey family, this is Javon Inman, and you are now listening to Dr. Radio's Gina Chat. Oh, sorry.
Okay, and one last time, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, go.
Hey family, this is your man Javon Inman, Mr. Love Covers, and you are now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's so funny. I love that, don't you, Gina?
Love them. Every time they play, somebody mess up is my favorite.
Oh man. So what do you think about friendships and seasons changing and things?
Oh honey, friendships are so important, and it's crazy that that was your ministerial moment this morning, because it's what I had to tell my son yesterday. You know, friendships and relationships, they're just very important, but like you said, there is a season and a reason. So everybody is not meant to go to the top with you. Everybody is not meant to go to the left or the right with you. You just need to enjoy and be respectful of the friendships that you have while you have them. Because mm-hmm. some people don't have the same friends they have from, you know, middle school, you know, elementary up into adulthood through college, you know. And I think it's great when I see people that have those type of relationships. But, I mean, me and you built a wonderful relationship at our age, you know, lifelong friendship at our age. So, you know, I don't think that you have to know someone for a certain amount of time for them to, you know, be one of your closest friends or your best friend or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I do know that friendships are important. You know, you need them to me. Everybody says, yeah, you know, you don't need no friends. I need one. Can I get one? Can I get one friend? I just need one friend. And
well,
somebody low
friend.
You know, if you ain't here for me today, know that I love you. I was just busy, and I'm going to call. We're going to talk tomorrow. Because, you know, I've had some friends through the years that, you know, well, I ain't heard from you. What's going on? Well, the phone, guess how many phones, the way the phone works?
Both ways.
Thank you. But you hit it, Gina. You hit it this morning. You really did.
I what came to me was this, that like with parents, sometimes parents have a hard time growing with their kids. They still tend to talk to them like they're 6 and 7 years old. And I remember when I had Emmanuel that, you know, God was ministering to me that I had to grow with him. The best way for him to respond and get a better reaction from him and a good communication with him is that if I grow with him, that means meet him at 13 and not at, you know, still trying to, you know, talk to him like he's 6. A lot of parents make that mistake because they saw it done in their household, and really they don't even really know their kids. A lot of times, and I'm not trying to be offensive, but a lot of times we're so programmed to do it the way our mothers did it, that, or, you know, the way we were treated, that we just feel like this is the way you earn respect. Do as I say. Don't open your mouth. And a lot of times parents don't, a lot of them may miss the mark of listening to their children. And I brought that up because in friendships, I've had friendships that I grew up with from the age of 11 years old. I'm talking about friendships for like 23, 27 years. Okay.
Wow.
But the relationships were so toxic because, I mean, it was, yeah, you know, it was a lot. We learned through our mistakes. We made mistakes. We mistreated each other. We backstabbed each other. I mean, people don't talk about all of that, but that's the reality of it. Cause you're growing, you don't know who you are. And then if you come from a family that's abusive or you got baggage and you come into the relationship, you kind of learning how to grow. I mean, sex conversations with your friends that don't know nothing. Then you out there don't know what you're doing. Cause you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You're growing with these people, but you don't really have the fundamentals to be a good friend. Even though you're friends, there's still all the mess of just being with the same people. And then they can't see you once you discover who you are and what God has created you to do. A lot of times they can't see you as who you are. They remember who you were. So that's why it becomes toxic, because it's hard, because then if they haven't come into their truth, then now they're envious of your truth. And then they might have thought it was them, but then God say, no, it's him. You know what I'm saying? No, that's it ain't so you. It's her.
It's so true. And people love when you're down. People love when you need them. You know,
yeah.
They love it. And as soon as you get your life together or get on the right path, they are tripping. they think you changed. Well, who are you? You know, they'll quickly turn the table. Quickly.
I saw that happen, especially when I came into ministry. It really happened. But, you know, like I said, I learned very early on how to let go. Is it easy? Mm-hmm. No, it's very sad. And what I was going to say earlier, I would love to hear your thoughts on that. But a lot of the people that God sent to me as friends are not the friends I would have picked. That's like the same thing as, I mean, those that actually could see what he's doing and they are equipped to impart and to usher and to open and to step or whatever, they are who God has sent as divine appointments, and they become my friends. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They become my friends. They're divine appointments. We get it. We're working, we're building together, and we don't have to talk every day, but we praying for each other. We don't have to see each other all the time, but we'll send texts to encourage each other. I thought about you. Lord told me to tell you this, blah, blah, blah. Those are the relationships that God had me depend on, because they are of him. And because I would not be a good friend picker, I would pick according to what kind of clothes we like, superficial stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of places, what kind of food we like. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like a husband. We don't pick the right ones, and the ones we pick is not in depth. When God sends them, they know who you are. That's how relationships are. They know who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's from God. They heard from God. They have a relationship with God, and then they know what they're supposed to do, how this is supposed to go. We're supposed to be encouraging each other. We're supposed to pray for each other. We're supposed to help one another. God says, this is, you know what I'm saying? And it's just what it is. It's just total dependency on the Father. So it's no rejection. It's no abandonment. Oh, they didn't answer the phone today. What that mean? You know what I'm saying? It's just, or who they talking to today. They didn't talk to me, but I saw them on Instagram with the other friend, and they ain't even tell me they was going. You don't have none of that. When it's God. What you think about that, Gina?
You're right. I mean, you just hit it on. I mean, you do all the time. Look, you always hit it the head on the nail, what they call it, the nail on the head, whatever. But I agree.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with everything that you're saying.
I know God is moving. He wants us to mature, you know?
Yes, he does. He really does every day. And, you know, you only get better, especially when you listen. A lot of times you're in friendships and you know, and relationships, marriages or what have you, and people argue to win. They don't argue to listen and understand. And that's what you have to have in friendships as well, you know, especially with women friendships. You know, you're going to argue. A good friendship argues and we over it and we are done. We are right back to reality in the next 5-10 minutes. You know, I don't like the friendships where I got to be mad at you for years and months, you know, and we ain't talked and, you know, and all those type of things. To me, those are not healthy relationships to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're
because,
not.
You know, you should feel like we need to get over it and get back to us just as fast as I feel like we should be over it and getting back to us. You know, and if any of your friends that has ever turned into an enemy was never your friend in the first place.
You better believe it or wish bad on you. Don't want you to, you know, because they're not with you or they're not a part of it. So now they're speaking against you. But that's why you have to always remember those scriptures that God, vengeance is the Father's. Vengeance is mine, he says. And that he says to you love on each other. That's what he commanded. Mm-hmm. And you just pray like Job did when his friends was talking crazy. Well, what did you do? Well, why is this happening? And they, you know, like, because stuff was happening. It was like, oh, he was out of line with with the father. But Job went on and prayed for his friends. And right after that, if he endured all of that, he overcame all of those obstacles, he got 100-fold in return. So whatever losses you have, God's got more for you. If you thought this was fun, he got more fun for you. If you thought that this was the only friend you got, he got better friends for you. So just keep depending on God. That's all I got to say about that. So I'm your friend, though, sis. You said you wanted one.
I'm your friend and your sis, genuinely.
Yes. Yes, genuinely. I know God sent us. The story how Gina got on the show is because God kept in my spirit. She was a guest on the show recommended by comedian A-Train when he was on with Dr. Gina's radio chat. And so she had brought on two comedians because I wanted to have like a panel. And it was two guys, including A-Train, and it was Gina and another brown comedian. What's her name? Brown?
Funny Brown Girl.
Yeah. Okay. And so it was a good panel, good show. And just it was just something about Gina. I mean, I didn't even really think nothing of it after the show. I was like, this was a good show. Then a couple of months later, she kept coming in my spirit. It's like, that's how I know that when it's God, he'll keep nagging you. You know, don't worry about if he love you or not, or if he gonna be your man. If God ain't set, keep nagging the man to call you or nag you to make that phone call or nag them to call you or any of that, I just believe that, you know, that it is just not God. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about somebody reaching out or if something's going to happen. If you have a career and a path, God is going to make sure it happens. He's going to bring the right people to you. I'm telling you, he kept nagging me about Gina for a whole year or 6 months. I mean, but it was off and on. I just couldn't get her out of my spirit. And finally, I just went on and said, let me just be obedient. Let me just go through with this. And I went on and called her, and it was just a divine situation. She was on the show and it just worked out. A-Train was gone and Gina rose up and came in and filled the position, and it's just been on ever since. That's how it worked out. He knows everything. He knew when A-Train had to go, and he knew when it was time for you to step up. So it just worked out.
It really did. It was only God, because I promise you, I was oblivious everything.
He kept it and kept you in my spirit. But anyway, it's been working out, and we've been having a ball doing everything, hosting shows and stuff. As a matter of fact, we got Cupid's interview coming up right now. Wasn't that a good interview?
But it was a great interview. Nice guy and smelled good, and I wanted to take his hat home. Check the picture out on both of our social media so you can see that hat that he had on. I loved it.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, we're about to listen to that interview, and we'll be right back after the interview. All right. We are right here live with Cupid right here in Augusta, Georgia at the family reunion right here. Listen, Cupid, you got something going on, man. You get the people dancing and moving. How would you describe worldwide what kind of music you do?
It's just feel good music. Just, you know, when you hear it, you want to get up. You it's like you automatically start smelling barbecue in the background. Like it's, it's family reunion oriented, just like kids could do it, grown folks. So it just feel good music. That's all it is.
Man, and you do feel good. We do the step. We're stepping. We're doing all kind of stuff. You got the hits. I heard your song on one of the commercials.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I actually, of course, you heard it in Jump in the Broom with Mike Epps. But I just did a deal with Walmart last week. So we just created something called the Walmart Shuffle. And it's playing in every Walmart, every hour on the hour for the next month. So it's viral. The associates, they do the dance as well. So it's a cool little thing. And I'm just, you know, I'm trying to filter my music into, like, marketing opportunities as well, you know. So it's just cool to just have that kind of music that can be on the Disney Channel and on HBO at the same time. You know?
So what's next for you with all of this?
Well, right now I got a new single called Spoil You. Oh, I couldn't do it tonight, but it's called Spoil You. And I got a new project coming out on my birthday. It's called Capricorn. It comes out on December 22nd. So for all my Capricorns out there, I got an album for us. Crazy. We some crazy folk. Us Capricorn. we got hard heads, so it's a hard head album right here.
Well, we love you here all over, but listen, and everybody loves you too. I got to tell the people about the show that you did, the performance. You done got ladies leaping like frogs up on stage. I mean, I don't know if the lady work out. I don't know what she do, but she did it in one shot. And then you got the background dancers over here. What's your name, sis?
Stacy Brown.
All right, they was here representing the Cuban.
Was she Stacy?
Stacy Brown.
It's
Stacy Camille.
Stacy and Jew. Coming out, album coming out next
year. They was representing him while he was on stage. They was getting it in and showing so much love. Listen, we got to have you on again at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Gina, did you have something you want to say?
I mean, just how did you...
The thrusting.
You know what? You put the whole other question in the trash.
I'm sorry.
New question, the thrusting.
Well, so,
yeah. So give it to him.
So the last time I was here, I was 60 pounds heavier. So my thrust wasn't as accurate.
Oh,
but
see, that's what we like.
But as I did cardio,
okay, now.
And began to exercise my, do a little yoga.
Come on,
I realized that I could interject those type of movements
fitness,
into my performance.
Mind, body, and soul.
Well, what's crazy is if you go to www.qrobics.com, I actually have a fitness DVD. It's Line Dance Aerobics. It's out now. I've been on the Dr. Oz show, Steve Harvey show. I've been at Essence Festival. So it's just, again, you know, I'm just trying to just take this music and bring it other places other than just radio to where people can use it to just, I mean, the therapeutic aspect of it. Where they just, you hear my music, man, you might got a bill due, but you don't forgot about it.
Come on, man. Let me tell you something. We believe in fitness, wholeness, mind, body, and soul. Billy Blanks is my actual personal trainer. He gave me my certificate. We had him on last week. He comes on all the time. So Billy Blanks, you, me, Gina G, we're going to do some kind of fitness boot camp, mind, body, and soul. Get the people ready for wholeness, right?
I would love to bring my team over here. What I do is fitness concerts. So while we do the fitness exercise, I actually sing the song. So it's a concert inside of a fitness ball, a workout. So I'd love to come and do that with you.
Oh, we got to put
they
that together.
He's a rapper, but he say no.
Listen, how can everybody follow you?
Instagram, official New Cupid, or you can follow me, New Cupid, everywhere. The reason why I go by New Cupid is because if you Google just Cupid, the little man, the little white man with the
purple. We don't want the little knife.
So New Cupid, and then official New Cupid, and I'm on Instagram. As soon as we get off this interview, I'm going on check my Instagram. So I live on that.
Oh, we love you. We love you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Please come back again anytime. Thank you so much. We love you again. Have a great, great time tonight right here in Augusta, Georgia. Loving you. All right, thank you.
We gotta get a picture.
We so silly.
We told that place up. Do you hear me? We told that place up, Gina. It was so loud. Folks was still dancing and trying to fix. I mean, it was just one of the best nights. I really enjoyed it all. I really did.
It was just a good time. So what is the world? You got the tea for us. What is going on with the tea?
Oh,
I'm excited
child.
About the
tea. Let me tell you what the worst part of the tea is. The worst part of the tea right now, and it's big news, you guys. I don't know if you follow, if you like R&B, or if you like rap, or whatever the case may be, but the big thing right now is the Nicki Minaj and the Cardi B feud.
Still?
Oh, I mean, but it has gotten worse. Now, we're not talking about the fight that they had at the Met Gala. No. We are talking about, now we have moved on to social media. We have moved on to pulling out receipts about who got deals first and, you know, who got offered the shoe line first and the makeup line first. And we got Steve Madden, posting that, you know, Nicki Minaj, don't lie, we didn't contact you. And we've got Diesel, you know, Cardi B, don't lie, we didn't contact you first. I mean, these women have literally put, everyone in their business. You know, it's just sad. You know, rap beef, for those that don't know that are in the gospel world or in the R&B, when rappers have a problem with one another, they call it rap beef. And what they do normally back in the good days was make a rap song about it, and it was over. Unfortunately, the Tupac and Biggie of rap beef went too far, where they both lost their lives. And I don't, from that point on, it just seems like now rap beef has to keep going on and on and on and on. So now with social media, these women have took to social media and they're just going in on each other, telling everybody's business. So I personally would like to send out some prayers to both of them young women. Because with this election coming up, November 6th, that is what we should be speaking about.
Come on
we
now.
We should be speaking about this election that's coming up that's very important. This is the most important election that in my generation, if you ask me. Because it's time for change. It's time to flip some things over, get some color in different seats in the office, not the presidential. Lord, we wish we was voting for a new president next week. Lord, we wish we were, but we are not. But what we can do is vote for some different a different change in people that are making these laws and making up the rules, because really the president is just a puppet, and it's other people that really make the decisions, and he just signs it. So we're praying for a great election, November the 6th. Go out and vote. And those are just some things that I really believe that Nicki Minaj and Cardi B should be, you know, talking about. Getting people of this generation and of color to go out and vote. So that's what's really been going on. That's really big. Of course, today is Halloween, so you have all these celebrities who have done Halloween costumes, iconic, like Beyonce redid the cover of Toni Braxton's, what is it, 7 Whole Days, where she's with a short haircut. We've got Ciara doing Black Panther. I mean, it's just, Halloween is crazy. I am Halloween today. I'm somebody's mama. So I got on my grandmother's house coat and pearls, and I'm over here living my best life, although I normally don't do Halloween. But
we
don't do Halloween
at all.
It's something fun.
But you at work.
Yeah, it was something fun for work, and, you know, I definitely didn't want to do anything scary, gory, evil, devilish, so I'm just a mama. We're going to have a documentary on Prince that's going to be coming to Netflix that's coming up. The young lady, Eva DuVery, she's going to be doing a documentary on Prince. And Madea, for all those that don't know Madea, which is somebody who I've been mistaken for today with my Halloween costume, is Tyler Perry is the character that he has created, Madea, through plays and movies. Actually, what is going to happen is he's going to kill Madea off in 2019. Uh-oh. Tyler Perry says that it's time to kill her off. He says he doesn't want to be her age playing her. So 2019, he has a film coming out called Madea's Funeral, where he's gonna kill off Madea. So,
oh my gosh.
No more Madea, you guys. I think we've been Madea'd out, but it is over. So it's a lot going on, Gina, and I just really just want to continue to pray for our country, because, like I said, the we have to vote November 6th. We have to vote for change. We have to move on. You know, over there in the UK, Prince Harry, and they're expecting their baby. I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on in the news, but I want to really focus on November 6th, if that's okay. America, we got to vote. Vote, 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 vote. That's all I'm going to say. And keep voting after that.
Keep voting after that. We're getting ready to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, so just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Ooh,
she did so good. That laugh was good. She made sure she said that, didn't she?
Oh my gosh, she is hilarious. If y'all don't remember her, she was in T.D. Jakes' play, I forgot, A Woman Thou Art Loose, and she was actually on the soundtrack for that stage play, and that girl can sing. Do you understand
me?
I mean, she can sing. She was in hiatus, like she said on her interview. If you want to listen to the archive, you can go ahead and she'll tell you. She's straight up. She'll tell you. You'll hear all about it, what she was doing and what she was going through and all that stuff, and came back on Bravo television with another stage play. And I mean, she's doing great things. So hopefully that season and we'll pick back up and we'll see more of Deatra. All right, so Gina G, tell me what happened this weekend. I know you had you were actually the main person. You were the person to see this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Yes. Oh my goodness, Gina. This was my first time ever headlining a weekend. Headlining a whole weekend at a huge comedy club. This past weekend I was at Kazi's Comedy Club here in Virginia. It is the longest standing comedy club in the state of Virginia. Historic with all, I mean, it was so many people that have graced that stage. Wanda Sykes got started in that place. And this weekend was just bananas. Friday night, the first night, it was sold out, standing room only. I mean, it was just, it's an experience that I'm very pleased to have so early in my comedy career. You know, comedians that have been doing comedy 15, 25 years. Those are years where you start getting to certain points in your career. For me to have only been in the game, really started comedy in 2009, but have really taken it serious in the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years, it's just a blessing to even have graced that stage, period. But it was just crazy, Gina. I wish you would have made it. Saturday night was really nice. It wasn't standing room only, but it was packed. Great lineup, great comedians here in Virginia. Lamont Ferguson is the guy that booked me and put me on. Lorraine is the owner of the comedy club. And it was just an experience that I will never, never, ever, 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 ever forget. Never forget.
Awesome. Awesome.
Never.
That's awesome, Gina. I'm so glad. You said it was sold out the first night.
Sold out the first night and packed Saturday night.
That
so I'm
so
hoping that I can get Dr. Gina to come out to see me because I need you.
I know. And you know what? I know. Listen, I know Gina at this point in time, and I know it was a blow for me because I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I didn't realize that the open house and all this stuff was going on, because it's like back to back to back right now, all in November. And I'm like, gosh, I just didn't realize it. And oh gosh. And I know I know it. I heard it. And I heard it. And I feel like it's a little bit there. Just a little bit. I got to make it up somehow. I got to make it up. I know, because, I mean, when you're sisters, you can tell. You know what I'm saying? You can tell. Yeah. And I know it's something, it's a little bit, you know, disappointment yeah. there that I didn't make it. And I'm so sorry. And I, if I could be at two places at one time, I would. I might still do Thanksgiving and just drive up there and come right back. You know what I'm saying? Okay. If that's okay. Okay.
When I tell you it's past, okay, bring that little vegan casserole. What's that? Well, I thought it was tuna. What is it that you took me to that restaurant? We went.
It's
and we
the
got
tuna.
The, yeah. Oh, it's the, oh God. Oh, non-vegans, you got to try this vegan tuna. It's yeah. tuna salad, and it was so good.
I'll bring you some. That'll be my makeup love token.
Okay, I'll take. I mean, I guess I'll take that. I will take that.
But how what's going on with what she say?
What she say is going today. My what she say is just be yourself. Because I found a lot of people try to switch up the game for other people when they're around other people.
Oh, my
or
gosh.
They, you know, yeah. Or when they get alone with you, they somebody. When they get with you and a couple other people, they somebody else. I'm going to tell you right now, today on Halloween, while you got your mask on and your whole other person, be yourself. Yeah, that's what she said. She said, be yourself. I can't stand a person, Gina, that switches up. I cannot stand, especially a grown person, who is this way when they with you and this way when they with somebody else. Why can't you just be the same all the time?
I don't know.
You see some people that just will sit here and pretend to be one person. They, you know, they goody-goody. Or, you know, this is how you should live your life because I'm living my life like this. And as soon as we get with a whole other group of people, you wow. I don't even know this person. Who is this person? Who is this? You up here trying to give me this advice, but yet you over here being the complete opposite of what you telling me to be. Be yourself and be true to it at all times. As the kids say today, keep it 100. And you got to keep it 100 with yourself before you can keep it 100 with everybody else. But, Gina, I hate somebody that will switch up, honey, that act funny when people come around. And it ain't Halloween. So you need to take these masks off on a regular basis.
Take them off.
Oh, Dr. Gina, I hate somebody to switch up on me. So what she say? Yeah, I said it. Stop switching up and be yourself at all times. Keep it 100.
That was so funny. That is so funny.
I bet you know some people just what I'm... I bet you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm betting you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know you probably got a story. You ain't got to name no name. But I know it's somebody out there that Dr. Gina knows that they are one way when they with you.
I do. I absolutely
and somebody
do.
Else
and it
when
is
they
ridiculous.
Else.
So funny. So mm-hmm. funny. Where can everybody follow you, Gina G?
Chad, well, I know it's Halloween, so please don't follow me because I will be in my house today and tonight. Because I don't play with Halloween, I told you. You can follow me on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2 funny. And you can follow me on Facebook, Gina G T-O-O Funny. Y'all follow me and check me out.
Yes, you guys are doing amazing with just representing. I'm talking about all over the world with our Instagram accounts, man. We are getting, like, you guys are just representing. We appreciate that so much. And we will follow you. We will respond back. And, you know, I done had a few phone calls, people trying to call
Come
me
on,
through
man.
Instagram. I'm like,
stalker.
You don't got a call, but I will. You can DM me and I'll shout, you know, send a heart or, you know, a reply or whatever. But yeah, I've been getting phone calls and whatnot
well,
from
Gina,
other
you
countries.
Look good now. Now, Dr. Gina, you look good now. You're working out and you post them abs and your workout videos. So I'm sure you got a couple FaceTime calls on your Instagram.
I'm getting all kind of calls from I don't even know area codes that I can't even recognize. So anyway, I got nothing but love for y'all. Keep following us on Instagram and go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. If y'all just tuning in, yes, my voice is hoarse. Reach your hands out. Pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost that I be healed from this raspiness. Because it's been going on now for about a week. My voice been like this. So anyway, I'm pressing through, you guys, and I feel great. Just came from the gym going back. And so I feel good. Listen, go on Gina R. Prince at Gina R. Prince on Instagram. Next week, we got Jason Champion Part 2. He's coming on. We going to get down in the nitty gritty about dating, marriage. What does God say? What the world say? We're going to compare some things. We're going to laugh about it. Some of us may cry about it. Whatever the Lord... whatever the Lord would do. But this is going to be an opportunity for you to hear both sides. You got a man and a woman, and we're all believers, and we're going to see what does say the Lord and what we got to say, what we grew up thinking, what would our friends say, what we think, what we talk about, and see what we get. We can come up with something, a common ground. How about that? See what outweighs the other. So it's going to be a great show. You ready for that, Gina?
Honey, I'm past ready because I got some questions. And I need answers.
I know that's right. Well, the good thing about Jason, he's been married before, and he's single now, so he can, you know, got some men stuff that he can ask. And then he's in the industry, so he knows about that. You know, he was in that group, and they were a part of Gerald and LaVert, and so.
Okay.
You know, yeah, he got a lot going on. He know both sides. He know the gospel and the R&B. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff and the mindset of the man that's in that type of industry. Like, we are in the industry pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So we, you know, want to know what's going on with that, with men, and what their thoughts are in the industry and social media and all that stuff. So it's going to be juicy. Shout out to Gina G's sister. I know you and your crew, y'all listening. I wanted to say hey to y'all.
And my sister Sky.
And everybody that's listening, I want to say hi. I want to say your name. Oh my God, Kareem. Abudit. Kareem, hi, shout out to you straight out of Nigeria. I know you've been sending Instagrams. And Letitia over there in London, I want to say hi to you. So many of you guys send direct messages and things like that. You want to be on the show and things like that. So I'm going to be looking at some of that stuff very closely before the end of the year and see if I can get some of you on. You got books and you poets and you're artists, you R&B, you rap and you gospel. So I am watching you. I do see you. Okay. So I just wanted to let you know that. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So listen, we're getting ready to close out. But listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and you are listening to Gina and Gina.
I love it.
Gina and Gina. Watch out, world. All right, you guys, until next time, we are loving you, and so does the Father. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.